It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's Public Service Commission is holding a pair of public hearing sessions today on a proposal from We Energies to create a separate energy rate for large energy customers like data centers.
That comes as some utility customers worry that a data center's significant energy needs could drive up the energy bills for other ratepayers.
The PSC says its jurisdiction to decide on the proposal will be based on the, quote, reasonableness of the rates, terms, and conditions of electric service, end quote, and not about the broader debate around data center development in the state.
We're learning more about the proposed energy rate changes and what they would mean for Wisconsin energy customers.
Brendan Conway is here, Director of Media Relations for WEC Energy Group, which operates We Energy. Brendan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning, Kate.
Why do you want to create a separate energy rate for large energy users like data centers?
Yeah, well, we're really proud of this transparent process, this transparent proposal. You mentioned today, obviously, two public hearings. That's part of this transparent process. You know, about a year ago, before people across the state, across the country were really talking about and focusing on data center and energy rates, that's when we first made this proposal. So we've been thinking about this for a long time. And we've said since day one, we will not support shifting any costs from data centers to our other customers. The data centers, you know, to their credit, they've agreed with that. You've heard recently both Microsoft and OpenAI have come out publicly and said, yeah, we want to pay our fair share. I know you're talking to Tom with Cub a little bit later, and I think he'd probably agree that, you know, we've been really open about this. This proposal is focused on making sure there is no cost shift from data centers to customers. And a lot of people across the country are looking at this proposal, our proposal, as kind of like the gold standard, things that other states should probably be looking to adopt. And so we're going to be interested to hear what the public thinks today.
Well, how can you ensure that your regular customers will not carry the load of the scale that you have to increase electricity power? You know, and you have this 75-25 rate split between data centers and regular customers, splitting the cost of the data center fixed costs. Can you explain why that 75-25 split is right?
Sure. So to start, the reason we're sure is because that's why we're making this proposal, right? We don't have a rate right now. Matter of fact, the only rate we have right now for any large customer that our other large customers use, if data centers were to be part of that existing rate, it'd be about $1.5 billion cost shift because of how it doesn't protect our customers. That 75-25, there's been a lot of misinformation, a lot of, I think, miscommunication. So happy to talk about that. Our proposal is basically three things. Number one, a term agreement, service agreement, data centers. We're going to commit to cover all of our costs. You know, here's a line of credit, those type of things. Okay. Then we have two kind of power plant proposals. One is what we call a full capacity power plant. A lot of those are going to be renewable energy plants. Data centers will pay the full amount for those plants. And that's what they're going to receive energy from. They'll also receive energy credits from that. The other part is what we call this 75-25% capacity only plant. That is simply existing to increase the capacity to serve all of our customers. Data centers will pay 75% to build that. Other customers will pay 25%. And then other customers, so non-data center customers, will receive 100% of all the energy, all the benefits from it. We expect over the life of those plants, that would be a few hundred million dollars in benefits they will receive, not cost, benefits.
Where do those benefits come from? Is that from, you know, energy markets? Can you explain?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so the way it works in Wisconsin is we're at all of our power plants, like any utility, we sell into this regional market, serves 15 states, and our customers then buy out of that regional market. When prices are really high, so think about 2 weeks ago when it was incredibly cold, prices were really high. Our power plants were selling into the market. They're being bought across the region, customers from other states. Profit we made, we're going back to our customers because they had invested in that. And, you know, just to put a finer point on the 75-25, we did that looking at past historical practice, right? What has the commission often looked at? And in fact, the commission's own staff acknowledged that in their testimony, that 75-25 allocation is consistent with how they've done it.
What would happen if data centers use less energy or leave the state of Wisconsin? You know, who foots the bill then? Would energy customers, regular customers, be left with the bill for all of these plants?
Short answer is no. And that's, again, what's so important about having this proposal that we made, because data centers will have to pay for those plants. So we have commitments, signed agreements with those plants or with those data centers, I should say, that if they were somehow to leave and we couldn't repurpose those plants, well, obviously, if we could repurpose them for another data center, that would be a thing. They would be responsible for paying that. We have that all signed agreements. And those agreements have been filed with the Public Service Commission. I mean, they see those things. And so we wanted to really make sure in the front end, no costs were shifted from data centers to other customers.
And very quickly, how long would data centers have to be running for their higher energy rate to fully cover the costs associated with powering them?
Well, they would be paying the full amount of the plant. So let's say there's a solar plant that we're building, round number, let's say $100 million, and they're going to get 80% of the energy from that. They would pay that $80 million. The other 20%, so the other $20 million, would go to other customers, the energy. We're going to always need to have more energy. So they would pay from day one. So it's not like we're not recovering over time. They're paying the cost. In fact, they've committed, even in advance as we build these things, they've committed that if for some reason the Public Service Commission was to deny one of these plants and to say you couldn't build them, but we have already spent money, you know, engineering them, the data centers will pay for that. So we've really made sure no cost will be shifted from data centers to other customers.
Brendan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Brendan Conway is Director of Media Relations for We Energies. He was with us to share his company's proposal for a separate energy rate structure for large energy customers that are on the scale of data centers. Now we're going to hear from one of the groups that opposes this rate structure change. Tom Content is here, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. Tom, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Good to be with you.
What concerns does the Citizens Utility Board, this advocacy group, have about this We Energies proposal before the PSC?
It's just a matter of how this gets implemented and whether the protections that the We Energies is talking about are really solid enough. And we think clearly We Energies and the tech companies have been saying all the right things about paying their fair share. And so we said the devil's in the detail, trust but verify. And then when our team dug in, we found some loopholes where customers could be on the hook. It's part of it is through that 75-25 thing where customers could be on the hook for all the fuel costs for the power plants, for the fossil fuel power plants that would be needed as part of the $6 billion of new investment that's planned. Of the projects that were just announced recently on this. And the bottom line is that this is a massive increase in our energy use. And so I think that's where the PSC needs to really go through this with a fine tooth comb. And even the PSC staff analysts have raised concerns similar to ours.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this proposal from We Energies better than the status quo? I mean, would the PSC be better off implementing this rate structure proposal than changing nothing at all?
Oh, it definitely needs to change. We support the fact that there's a tariff for data centers to segregate these costs. And at a high level, we think that they've come close to hitting the mark, actually, but there are a lot of loopholes. So if this were a bucket, it would be leaking water. And so the PSC needs to actually plug those holes to make this sound for all customers and make sure that costs don't spread to those other customers.
How would the Citizens Utility Board like to see this proposal altered?
First of all, I think they bring down the size of the data center or the data centers that would be eligible for this. Second of all, make sure that the tech companies are actually putting up the money for all the massive amounts of new power plants that are needed. We Energies has an out clause where the tech companies wouldn't have to put up all the money. They could achieve compliance with a good credit rating, and good credit ratings are all in a volatile tech economy, don't always last because the tech industry can be volatile. And longer, we think the contracts should be longer term. And then we
like
also
the contract is 10 years. Why is that a concern?
Other states have required those contracts to be longer, 15, 20 years. When you think about how power plants are paid for, all of our prices, utility customers' prices go up when a power plant comes online. But that doesn't mean it's all paid off in 1 year because these are so expensive. And these are paid off over 40 or 50 years, depending on the plant. little less for solar, but it to make sure that if you've got $6 billion in new infrastructure plus another $2 billion that the PSC approved last year largely for Microsoft, protections need to be in place, and the tech companies are so wealthy that they can certainly afford to do this. They're more concerned about getting their data centers running, and that's why they're ready to pay a premium. We just don't think that the premium's always in the agreements that have been filed in this case.
How open do you think the Public Service Commission will be to the feedback that it receives on this proposal?
I think they will be open because this is the case. This is the first case of any data center pricing coming before the commission. And when you think about the massive energy use of AI data centers, it's literally doubling the We Energy system. So for two data centers in Racine County and Ozaukee County, you're actually adding the equivalent amount of energy as more than 1 million customers use today. And so that's why getting this right is so important. And
You mentioned, Tom, this is the first attempt to craft a rate structure for data center scale customers here in Wisconsin. Very quickly, do you expect more proposals in the future from other energy companies?
Yes. Alliant Energy has a case that we're involved with right now that's going to hearing in 2 weeks from today. So this one's today. These PSC hearings involving We Energies are today. The one involving the Alliant project for Meta and Beaver Dam is 2 weeks from today Xcel Energy just announced last week that they're going to be filing a data center tariff in Wisconsin this year as well.
Tom, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, with us to share his group's opposition to a proposal from We Energies to create a separate energy rate structure for data centers. Earlier, we heard from We Energy spokesperson Brendan Conway about why the utility is proposing this rate change. The Public Service Commission is accepting public comment on this proposal until February 17th.